It's really hard to get used to people living on the sidewalks, and yet Hawaii residents on every island see it every day. Recently back from a statewide homeless tour, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green says two new initiatives on Oahu hold promise for making a difference there. H4 Services and the Kauhale Housing Initiative would dovetail with successful programs that are already underway.
$250 for the ambulance, $1,600 for the ER, $2,600.
Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, an emergency room doctor, is well aware of the costs racked up by every visit.
Constant. If it rains, everyone goes. If people have staff infections, everyone goes.
But he's optimistic about H4, a new clinic and housing center that got the final go-ahead last week.
H4, where it might be $30, which we waive, by the way, because it's funded by the philanthropists.
HMSA, Island Hospice, and Queens are the major funders behind H4. Green estimates the healthcare sector could save $50 to $80 million annually with this 24/7 alternative to emergency rooms. As for moving large numbers of people off the street, that's where the Kauhale model comes in, where established communities move into permanent housing together. State Homeless Coordinator Scott Morishige says people have deep relationships in encampments, and some are quite organized.
So I think the Kauhale concept is about, well, how can you replicate that sense of community, not in an encampment, but in housing?
Morishige says the chronically homeless do need housing with wraparound social services, but
for this population that I think the Kauhale concept is focusing on, the type of support I think they need is more social support. So there's not that sense of loneliness that a lot of times people feel when they're just placed in an apartment by themselves.
According to Morishige, the goal is to provide a continuum of options, starting with care for emergencies and people with traumatic brain injury.
And I think that has to be said loud and clear by someone like me who actually treats people with traumatic brain injury. When you see someone who's homeless and they've had head trauma or they've had addiction that affects their brain, they don't have the same capacity for rational thought. And so this idea, just move to a shelter and then we'll get you into a home, it's not so linear. At that point, it's better to help people, see them do better, and have everyone benefit, rather than to just be pissed off and not do anything and the problem grows. Because I think people want a practical solution. At the end of the day, people will be happy if we get some large number of people off the streets, and especially happy if the costs come down.
Green says just putting shelter over someone's head cuts the state's cost by 43%. That allows investment in other things and frees up public space.
That's why if you have Kauhale in each region, you could say, please live there. You will self-govern, but you'll be out of the elements. You will have some normalization of life, and it can be culturally appropriate to your community, but you'll get off the beach.
The only way that we're going to really resolve this issue is to keep housing as our focus.
I would just say this. The more that the communities feel mutual respect for one another, we're able to get successes. You don't have to take any nonsense if someone's bugging you, but if you can be compassionate, we are trying to bring significant help.
For volunteer opportunities, check H4 Hawaii or find the Lieutenant Governor's cell number at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.